And he burns it in his pot. Rashi says that it becomes ruined. Is noisulay the meitzimra? He has to pay you only the value of the tzemer of the wool. So diik is the meitzimra in the meitzimra shvach loy the meitzimra shvach no. So loy. So Gemara says lav shek dichoy liyachin afila. Aren't we talking about that the pot like burnt up? It was a dichoy after it fell in. Diik is shvach. Even though there was a shvach first, still we say you don't have to pay for that. If so, shmamid v'meira should be a proof that umen kreinav shvach li. That there was a shvach. In other words, what happened? You gave him over your wool, and the dyer put it into his dye, into the pot, and it turned into red, let's say, and it got worth more, and then it burnt. So, why don't we say it's like the workman burnt your red wool, he should have to pay you for the whole thing? That we don't say? We say he only has to pay you for the wool itself. So, it's a proof to say that umen is kind of a shvach kli. That the wool turned red and it's worth more, that's the umen. That belongs to the umen, to the workman, until he gives it back to the owner. So for that, if he ruins it, he doesn't have to pay for it. So here you see, Havaraya, umen is kind of a shvach kli. Shmamina umen kind of a shvach kli. So Mashmul, Shmul says no. Hocha b'mayaskin, you know what we're talking about over here. Kagoyin shek dichoy b'shas nefilom. So here we're talking about, as soon as you put the wool into this big pot, right away it started to burn up. The lek is shvach, that there was no shvach at all. That's why you don't have to pay more than just the value of the tzemer. So Mura says, Abba, what's going to be higedichol yachan afilo? Let's say if no, first the dye went into the pot and turned red. So there was a shvach to this. My, what do you want to tell me? Noisim le demei tzimroi or shvachoi, then the umen. Is it going to have to pay for both? If so, leima shmuel les le de rabasi. Let's say shmuel doesn't know from rabasi. So Mura says, Omalak shmuel, hakam asking and going the tzemer v'samon and the balabayis. We're talking about that both belong to the balabos over here. That both the wool and the dye belong to the balabos. V'tzava oga yodayu the shokel. And he's only taking his own work. For the Gemara Yochi, if so, noisim le the meitzimra v'samonimi boile. Should have to pay how much the meitzimra and the samonim are worth. El shmul duchuyuka matchile. Shmul is only be match over here. So again, cases like this, so it could be match again. The case was that this person owned both the wool and the dye, and he gave both the wool and the dye, he gave to this person to fix up. So that's why now the umen has to pay, like there's no shal of umen kern shvach kli. Again, both the wool and the dye belong to the balabos. And all you have to pay the dyer is just the work that he's dyeing with. If so, then what it should have said, Shmuel should have said back to Loshin, that now the dyer has to pay back the value for the wool and for the dye, because you ruined his dye also. So Mor says, Shmuel is only being matchin. There's no real proof yet. You don't have a real proof yet. If you old umen kind of a shvach kli or not, we don't have a good proof yet. All right, Mr. Shem, we'll see you later. All right, we'll stop here. We'll stop now. You hold enough tzaddik test on Aleph. Can around 8 lines down. Toshima says lacha like this. Hanoisein talisoi l'umoin. If somebody gives this talis, gives you clothing to the workman, so it says gomroi. If he fixed it. Suppose you gave him your chveis a broken suit, and you want him to fix it. You gave him material, and he made a suit for you. So vohidiyoi, and you're telling me, you know that you fixed your suit. Your suit is all fixed already. Salach is afilu mikan viyada sorry yomim ainu over all of mishum loisolin. If you told the guy, listen, I fixed your suit 10 days ago, and the guy takes the time to pick it up, so he's not over about tolin. But this is a locha. If you have somebody work for you, you have to pay him that day. You're not allowed to loisolin schas off. Not allowed to leave over the pay for tomorrow. You have to pay him that day. So if you told him, listen, the suit is ready, he doesn't come and pick it up, hey, he's not mechuyif to pay you. What about though, Nostanloy Bechatzi Hayoim? Let's say the guy comes and gives you the suit back. Bechatzi Hayoim, half of the day, gives it to you and says, here's the suit. So, Lachar is Kivan Sheshok Olav Chama. As soon as it comes evening, is over Olav Mishum Batolin. If the owner doesn't pay him for the work, you don't pay the tailor. Now, the Havaminer is now, the owner gave a tailor some material and said, make me a suit. So, the guy sat down and made a suit. And when he finished making the suit, he gave him back the suit half of the day. And if you don't pay him up by night time, you're over the lava about tolin. And the kasher is why? If you're going to tell me that umen koine b'shvach klis, If you tell me now, if you're going to tell me now that the locher is when a workman works, he's kind of the shvakli. In other words, when I give you my material and you go and make the material into a suit, so the svar is when you make it into a suit, it's like yours. You made it, it's like yours, and now you're like selling me back your thing to me. If that's the way it works, so then am I over mishum batolin? So why is the loch if you give me back the suit in half of the day and I don't pay you the pay right away? I'm over the lav. I'm only over the lav if I make you work for me. For a worker, the loch is you have to pay him that day. But if you learn, like Shmuel wanted to say before, that Yesh Umin is kind of shvach kli, it's not called I'm paying you for the work. It's called the tailor right now like owns the suit. It's like it's his suit. And like I'm buying the suit off him. So when you buy something, there's no loitolin. So who you see here, we say the workman is not kind of the suit. It's not the workman's suit. It's still yours. And therefore it's only called the workman, the tailor is working for you. If he's working for you, that's the local. You have to pay him that day. So Mor says, no, Amarav Mori Brei, the Rav Kana, the guard of the Sarabla. I tell you, here we're talking about, he just gave him your woolen suit to be cleaned out. That's all. He's not really making anything over. It was maybe just a little bit flint on it. So you gave it to him to smooth it out, to clean it out. The lek is shvacha. There's no shvach. So therefore, here it's a pure workman. He's working for you. Therefore, you have to pay him for the work he did. If you don't pay him by the end of the day, you're over this lav. For what purpose did you give him this suit? Good, it was little flint there, but you gave him your woolen suit, like to soften it down, to make it softer. If so, since you softened it down, that's called the shvach then. So again, it should be kind, it should be called the it should be kind of the shvach, so it's Sarai is not kind of the shvach. Tumor says, the case is, the agre lebitcha bitcha. We're talking about now that all I did is I hired you to bang my clothing. In other words, you have a woolen clothing, and it's good to bang it up to smooth it out. So I hired you to do the work of hitting it. And bitcha b'motza, like every single bang I'll pay you a dollar for. Tahainu schiris, that's the schiris. So that's the case here. When you gave your woolen suit to a cleaner like, and you told him, I want you to bang it out, to clean it out. And I'm paying you clearly for every bang you do to it. So for sure, it's not called you're making a shvach like your koina. It's clearly a schirish, you're working for me. And therefore, this is the halacha. Whenever somebody works for you, you have to give him his pay by the end of that day. Now the Gemara says, though, but ulamai the salagadaiti mikor, but that we thought from before. The loy agre lebitcha, that you didn't hire him just to work, to bang it. That's not what you did, but rather, you gave it to him for kablonis. You gave it to him to do a job. If so, Messiah Rav Sheshis. This should be approved from Rav Sheshis. The boy, my name Rav Sheshis. Yes, the shalom from Rav Sheshis. Kablonis. If you hire somebody to do a job, kablonis means I give you something, I give you material, and you're supposed to make a suit out of it. You have a job to do, kablonis. Oiver all of Mishum Bal Tolin, oi eno oiver. That was his question. If you have a job to do, it's a set job. Is that a lav of Bal Tolin or not? Because maybe Bal Tolin is only if I have a worker. I pay you by the day, by the hour. If somebody works for you, here the Torah says a lav, you have to pay him by the end of the day. You can't let him go without pay. What about if somebody takes a job upon himself? So you're not paying him by the day or for the hour. You're paying him for the job, for kablonis. What's the locha? Is it also have this lav or not? V'yomulu Rav Sheshit, and Rav Sheshit said back, Oiver, that you are Oiver. That's what Sheshit said, there is a Bal Tolin. Fred Gemara is so lame with Rav Sheshit, Pligir Ad Rav Asi. Is so, let's say Rav Sheshit then argues on Rav Asi. So Rashi says, me, the Koma, Oiver, since he says you are over Bal Tolin, Tsovar ain't umen kerne mishvah kli. Because then he has told that when the workman works for you, he's not kerne the kli. And it's not called like he's selling it to you. Because that's called the kablonis. The kablonis means a job. In other words, I gave you the material for you to make me a suit. So now when you finish making the suit, if I don't pay you that day, Rav Sheshit said that you're over Bal Tolin. So the question is, why? If you hold Umi is kind of Mishvah Kli, that means when he made the suit, it's like it's his suit. And when he gives it back to you, he's selling it to you. So if he's selling something, there's no Bal Tolin on that. So it says, no. Omar Shmuel Bar Acho Bishlicho Di Igrito. The Avamina here we're talking about now, the kablonis here was, not that you're supposed to do something for me, but the kablonis was that I didn't hire you for one day, but I hired you to be my mailman for me, to give out my letters. to take letters l'mo complaining. In such a case, there's no shvach, therefore there's baltolim. Let's say I have 100 letters to deliver. So I give you the job. Here's the job, deliver 100 letters. So I'm not paying you by the hour, by the day, I'm paying you for the job. That's the kavlonis. Over here, if I don't pay you by the end of the day, when you finish it, I'm over the lav of baltolim. Because here there's no shvach, there's nothing that you could be kind of. I give you 100 letters, the job is that you have to give them out. As soon as you get finished giving them out, you finished your job, now you have a right to be paid. So if I don't pay you that day, I'm over baltolim. So therefore you have no proof to our case if you say, umin is kind of a shvach kli or not. Now the Gemara says, lema katanoi. Let's say this is a machlekes tanoim if you say umin kind of a shvach kli or not. Maybe it's a machlekes tanoim. Learn like this. Osali shiroyim nizomim v'taboas v'yakadish l'cho. A lady goes over to a man and tells the man, listen, here's silver, here's gold, make me a ring, make me jewelry out of this, or make me jewelry here. And you should know, so usually I have to pay you for it. Like, to make the jewelry costs money. So you know what, for that money that I'm supposed to pay you, I'll be mekadosh, that you can mekadosh me. In other words, if you marry me, you have to give me money. So the money that you would have given me, that's the money that for the work. In other words, work for me and make me a ring. And with this money that I'm supposed to pay you for the ring, for that money, the kaddish li. The lachar is kivan she'oson mukadeshes. As soon as the man takes the gold, his silver, and makes the rings, so she's mukadeshes. Give Rabbi Meir. That's Rabbi Meir shita. V'achom mar nechom say ain't mukadeshes. No, she's not mukadeshes. Ad she'egia momen liyodo, until she receives some money. She has to receive money. We'll soon see which money we're talking about. So now, my moment, what type of money are we talking about that a machlokes here, if she's mekadesh, is when she gets money or not? Ilay ma'isa moment, if you want to say, means this jewelry, or that she has to receive this jewelry that the man made already. Fred Gemara, is that what the chum mean? Mechlal if so, the Rabbi Meir Sovar, oisa momen loy. Then Rabbi Meir says, even that much, you don't have to give back to her. How could that be? Like, what is she mekadesh? With what do you be mekadesha? Like, what happened here? The lady went over to man and gave him some gold and told him, make me a ring. So now, she didn't get anything for the kedushin. If the man didn't give the ring back to her, so what did she get for the kedushin? So then how could Rabbi Meir say she's mekadeshes? So of course we're talking about now that the man gave the ring back to the isha. And therefore Rabbi Meir says, she's mekadeshes. But the chum say, no, that's not enough. Elapshita, for sure, my moment, what does the chomer mean that she's not mekadeshes until she receives money? It means moment achar, that the man has to give her different money. It's not enough just for the man to give her back this ring, but the man has to give her money l'shem kedushin. Now, so it's a machlokes. If when the man returns this ring that he made from her gold, is she mekadeshes or not? Now, the savru, the gemara also held now, the kulayam everybody holds, yesh non l'schiras metchilu v'yatsoif. So when somebody works for you, it's called Yeshen L'schiras, supposed to pay from the beginning until the end. In other words, the Rashi says, Kivon she'ola schorva l'pruta n'schieves loy. As soon as the person started to work for you, and he did one pruta's worth of work, really you're supposed to pay for it. That's the machlokes. Like here, she gave the man gold to make a ring out of it. Now the guy's working. Every 5 minutes he works, it costs a dollar. So either the pshat, after every few minutes, you owe him $1, $2, $3, $4, $5, or else no, we say, or else the other side is no. Ain eschiras el l'psoif, you only have to pay at the end. So we're going now, no, that's savru the kulyam everybody holds, yesh non l'schiras mechilu v'yatsoif. It's called you have to pay from the beginning until the end. Or the kulyam and everybody also holds, ha mekadesh b'milva ena mekadeshes. If I mekadesh you with a milva, that means let's say she owes you money. You once lent her money a while ago. So she owes you money. And now you tell her, you know what, I want to be mekadesh you with the money that I once lent you, that's no good. Since milva is loy tzor nitna, the money is not around right now, you're not giving her anything l'shem kedushin. So everybody holds that I'm mekadesh b'milva zein mekadeshes. So my love isn't, so what's the machlekes over here then? Before the machlekes should be, my love, the umen kreine b'shvach kli kamiflegi. The machlekes is, you hold from this svara that an umen is kreine b'shvach kli kamiflegi. The Rabbi Meir sovar, umen kreine b'shvach kli. The Rabbi Meir holds, again, that this lady gave her gold to this man to make it into a ring. Now, when the man made it into a ring, it's considered like it's his ring now. He's kind of this gold. So therefore, when he gives her back this ring, it's called like he gave her something of his own. Therefore, he could be Mekadesha with that. That's where Rabbi Meir says she's Mekadesha.
Because with the milvah, it's ainu mekadeshes. So she's only mekadeshes because the man owns this ring now, and he's giving her like his ring. For Rabbon and Sarv, Rabbon and Old, no, ain umen kaina b'shvach kli. No, we don't consider as if the man owns this ring. It's the lady's gold, and everything belongs to the lady. All the man is doing is he's working for her. So the pshat is she owes him money, just like a milva. And if he owed yeshnul l'schiris metchila v'yatsoif, so the money, she owes him every second, every minute he's working, she owes him money. So it's called like she owed him money from before already. So therefore, it's ayinu mekadeshes. So who is it's the machlekes here tanoim, if he owed this svaru umin kainu mishvah kli or not. So Mora says, loy, no, that's not the machlekes over here, loy. I tell you, the kuliyam everybody holds, ain umin kainu mishvah kli. Everybody here could agree that the man is not kainu the ring. No, the jewelry, the diamond still belongs to the lady. If so, how is the Gdushin Chal? Elohocho, the machlekes here is, b'yeshno l'schiris metchilu b'yatsoif, k'miflegi. Machlekes is, do we say the schiris is from the beginning until the end? That's the machlekes. That Rabbi Meir saw of our aimless schiris el l'psoif. Rabbi Meir holds, when I hire you to make me a ring, I only have to pay you at the end. All the time that you're working, she doesn't owe him any money. It's only at the end, the last bang, that he finishes the ring, that's when she's supposed to pay him. Now, when he finishes it off, right then he says, listen, I'm fixing it now for you, L'shem Kedushin. So it's like right now he's giving her that money, L'shem Kedushin. It's not called the milva. It's called the money right now is going L'shem Kedushin. So therefore, the Kedushin is Chal. Rashi said, Ein L'shem L'psoif, ki mahadalu na'leh hilkach lav milva. It's not called the milva, but rather I'm giving to you L'shem Kedushin. For Rabbonin Savri, what did Rabbonin hold? They held no. For Rabbonin Savri, yesh l'schiris metchila v'yatsoif. Rabbonin say no, when somebody works for you, every minute really you have to pay him. He worked a minute, it's worth a few, a dollar, you have to pay him. So therefore, when he's working for her, she like owes him the money all along. So therefore, at the end, you can't say the Gdushin is Chal, because the Gdushin is Chal on a milvah, that she owed him the money from before, and we hold Mekadosh b'milvah, Zayna Mekadeshes. So therefore, again, there's no proof to our Shaila, if you hold Umen Kainu Mishrach Kli or not, we have no proof. And the Gemara says, V'yiboy Yisayim, another terrace maybe is like this. V'yiboy Yisayim, I can tell you, the Kuli Yal and everybody holds, Yesh non l'schiris mitzchilu v'yatsoif. No, everybody holds. You're supposed to pay every second, or whatever it is, whenever it adds up to a pruta, you have to pay him for the work that he's doing. So if so, it's the milvah here. So how is she mekadeshes? And we're also holding now, Umen is not kaina b'shvach kli, so how is she kaina? V'ocho b'mekadesh b'milvah k'miflugi. Enoch nami. The machlekes says, could you make kedushin with the milvah? Here she owes you money, because she was supposed to pay you already when you started to work, every minute you're working. So she owes you that money. Now you're saying that money, keep l'shem kedushin, is it chalanat? Through Rabbi Meir, you saw our hamakadish b'milva mekadeshes, enechanami. For Rabbon and Sarv, the Rabbon and Hold, hamakadish b'milva ain't a mekadeshes. The Rabbon and say, no, hamakadish b'milva takas ain't a mekadeshes. So that's good for the machlekes. Therefore again, we have no proof to our shaylah.